at the state level, there's so many programs, so much spending, and so many costs. And really, the local governments, we really have a new appreciation for them because they are so much more efficient than state government. You know, I think they are very much closer to the taxpayers. Obviously, taxpayers can walk in the door and have input at the county level far easier than they can at the state level.
Based on the fiscal challenges at the state level, any struggles that the state's issues could have on local government here in DeKalb County?
Well, I think that the state's struggles already have an impact on the governments in DeKalb County. I know our school districts are adversely impacted by the state's financing of our for our students, and you know, just the delay in the payments that the state is supposed to send our local governments. Right now, we're up to a delay of 9 months or more, and it certainly puts a strain on our local governments. So, I can see, unfortunately, I can foresee that becoming probably worse before it becomes better.
How would you compare the current operation of the treasurer's office when you were in charge?
You know, I think it hasn't changed significantly. You know, we have a number of policies and procedures that have always been in place that are just common sense types of things for the operation of the office. I know that the outgoing treasurer did make a few changes in technology as far as running our tax sale, but not too many significant changes.
If the full county board confirms your selection, what's the first thing that you think needs to be done?
Oh, on my first day, probably just go in and evaluate where we are on all the status of our different programs. I know that our senior tax deferral program, the applications are due March 1st, and so that would be one of the most immediate things that I would be working on. Obviously, then just to looking at the status of our investments, where our money is, what kind of interest rate it's earning, making sure that it's fully protected by the FDIC, those types of things.
If you are to lead the office again, is there anything new that you have in mind?
I think there are a couple things that I've considered since I've been gone. One is one that obviously, in light of the recent happenings in some of the other counties, the security and the safety of the county funds are of paramount importance. A program that I started to institute with some of our bank accounts prior to leaving for the Senate, and what that does is it helps you avoid fraud, check fraud. So if someone tried to change the payee name or if they tried to change the dollar amount, that would be caught by the bank. And then the other thing, and this will probably require, it's more of a long-range thing, probably require a change in the Illinois law. And that is I'd like to see the counties start making our vendor payments electronically. You know, many citizens pay their bills online, and I think that would be a good thing for the county to start to do.
Now that you know how the process works, is it something that you kind of want to champion?
Yeah, I think that would be something. You know, I served as the chairman of the legislative committee for the Illinois County Treasurers Association for many years. And so, you know, obviously we would probably run it through the County Treasurers Association, which is then we have the ability to reach out to numerous lawmakers through the county treasurers and gain support for that type of initiative.